I was born and raised in Sarnia, heart of the petrochemical valley. And I had my first job here, or not first job, but first career job as a respiratory therapist at the hospital here in Belleville. And I started living in the Bay of Quinte region in 1989 and have stayed here ever since. And after 30 plus years in working at Quinte Healthcare, I retired and I work casually a few days a week at a local clinic, cardiology clinic. About 7 years ago, I just became very, very concerned that the government didn't seem to be addressing the climate crisis. So I decided to get a little bit more active. And I have run several days of protest or also days to highlight the climate emergency that we're facing. And as I continued on that path, learned that we were facing another issue as well, which is biodiversity loss, and began working with the Quinte Field Naturalists, Prince Edward County Field Naturalists, South Shore Joint Initiative, to work to protect as much areas as we can. My partner John Lowry and I actually pick up cans at the side of the road or alcohol containers, as well as people deliver them to us, and we donate all the funds from that to the Nature Conservancy of Canada, as they're very busily trying to protect land as well. Because Greens are, we realize that there will be no good life for anyone on this earth if it can't support all of us. And that's not just humans, but all life on earth needs to be allowed a place to thrive. Well, when this very quick election was called, we were in the midst of attempting to find an amazing advocate for green values in the what we thought would be an upcoming general election. And we couldn't, none of the people that we were interviewing were quite ready to jump in right away. But I really felt it was important to give voice to one of the very important green values, which is participatory democracy. And I feel that that is at risk with this type of snap election. A snap by-election when it happens so quickly, and only one party is prepared for that election. It's almost as though they're saying to the voters in the Bay of Quinte that there's only one choice this election. You might as well just vote for us. And so I don't like that. So I really wanted to give voice to green values. I think we can do things much better. And the other part of participatory democracy that Greens are the only, really the only party of the main parties, is that we are always free to fully represent the people in our riding. We are never told how to vote on issues. Mike Schreiner, my leader, doesn't say, "Laura, you have to vote yes on this bill," even if it would be devastating to the people in my riding. We are not told how to vote, and we are expected to get out, knock on doors, meet the people in the riding, and represent their interests fully because we're elected to re represent the people in the Bay of Quinte. So I got involved with the Green Party provincially about 5 years ago and has helped with several other people to establish our c constituency association. And this is not the first of election I've worked on. It is the first I've run as a candidate. I was the campaign manager for our previous Green Party of Ontario candidate, Erica Charlton, as well as all of us strong Greens do. We go and help out where we can in other election campaigns. So I was very happy to support the campaign of Ashlyn Clancy in Kitchener Centre, which she won, and previous campaigns in Ottawa as well. The most pressing need that we have in our community is to assist our current unhoused population and ensure that they are able to live in a space that is safe and warm. Winter is coming. We really have to put every level of government needs to be collaborating to work on this issue. There, with the drug supply having some poisonings, as well, our unhoused population is at risk. And I just want to highlight that right now, as the weather's getting colder, we really are working very hard to collect enough winter coats to ensure that every unhoused person has one. And one of our members, Phyllis Kaufman, is willing to come out and pick up a coat. If you just look up Phyllis Kaufman on Belleville Neighbors, she'll be there. She'll pick up the coat. She'll wash it. They'll dry, her and Shelley will wash it, dry it, vacuum pack it so it'll be fresh and ready for people this winter. Well, as well, we very strongly believe, of course, in protection of the environment and sustainability, and looking forward not just to the next election cycle, but to advocate for the people and nature in this riding for the next 7 generations. This short election cycle thinking is not helpful as we go forward. I would just like to add that I hear it quite often at the door that people might not be voting. They feel like there isn't really a choice. And the only way to get choice is to vote. You have to get out there if you can at all. You have until September 19th. Advance polls open September 11th to 13th, but you can vote today through special ballot at various locations within Quinney West and Belleville. So there's really lots of time. It's a very easy process. It won't take more than a couple of minutes, but everybody should get out there and make your voice heard because that's the way things change.